Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And it's that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through this Friday morning. And we bring in our good friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD and Nate and TD on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, good morning, man. What's going on? This came fast, man. It seemed like just yesterday we were talking about Steelers Titans. It's crazy how time flies.
It is crazy how time flies, TD. And I want to start with you, obviously, in honor of Halloween. There's a whole debate going on right now about the go-to Halloween candy. Where do you start with your go-to with Halloween candy? What's your bread and butter, as they say?
You know, I'm not a big candy guy, to be honest with you.
Okay.
If I had to pick one, it would probably be Kit Kats, but I don't really
Thank you.
Eat too much candy.
We're on the same side there.
So, next question on that. Candy corn, yes or no?
No.
Even with peanuts?
I like my teeth. I love my teeth too much.
Me too.
Fair point.
So, TD, we had Dan Orlovsky on yesterday from ESPN, and he was talking about the Titans-Steelers game and said he didn't like how much soft zone the Titans played against Pittsburgh defensively. Are they playing too much soft zone coverage in your mind, and what would you do to adjust to that?
Well, I agree with Dan 100%, and this is something even before this past game I was saying that they do basically too much of, but I don't know what's going on in those meetings. Right, I don't know the level of trust that they have in those DBs to have them get up and press, you know. So a lot of times what you call and the scheme that you run is a result of, you know, how you feel about your guys, you know. And I'm not saying that they're running soft zone because they don't like the corners, but a lot of times when you don't have the corners that, you know, you are confident in to have just being man coverage right at the line of scrimmage, challenging receivers, that's what happens. So they need to get more disruption at the line. This is something I feel like a broken record with this, but it's the truth. They need to get more disruptive at the line, knock off the timing, because if Ben Roethlisberger is throwing the ball in 2 seconds, guess who's getting open in more than 2 seconds? I mean, less than 2 seconds. So that's really the issue. You got to challenge the receivers.
So, TD, if Adoree Jackson is back, and I think Malcolm Butler is, you know, is their most physical corner and guy who loves to press. But obviously with Adoree, you can do that and you are instantly better. Do you think that fundamentally changes how they approach things just by bringing him back?
I think it'll change things a bit. I wouldn't say fundamentally. I think they're still going to go with that soft zone from time to time. But the thing that's just so crazy to me is up until about 2 weeks ago, you know, they used just about 50% or maybe a little over that man defense. So this was a team that was in man very, very frequently. And I'm not sure I understand the game plan changes from opponent to opponent, but I'm not sure exactly what happened there. And that's something that they do need to get back to.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So TD, A.J. Brown's talent has been obvious since day one when he got here with the Titans. Where do you think he's grown the most from the beginning of last season until now?
I think he's become more of a red zone guy. You see him, he has two touchdowns in the red zone in very few games, three or four games. So I think that's where he's grown, and he's taken advantage of his size better and he's able to make those catches. He's a guy that you want to throw the ball to the corner of the end zone and let him box out, go up, and, as they say, high point the football. I think that's where he's grown the most.
So, TD, I look at this matchup with the Bengals. I see a really banged-up offensive line for them, a defense that has not been good against the run. You know, they just traded an aging but still a guy who's been a terrific pass rusher for them over the years away, maybe getting a little healthier in the defensive backfield. But I look at this, and it's like only if Burrow finds a way to stay upright and just go nuts is this a competitive game. Am I giving the Titans too much credit, the Bengals too much discredit?
No, I think you're right. And the way that they're going to keep Burrow upright is catch and throw. You're going to play off coverage. We're going to run routes right underneath it. Burrow's going to catch it and throw it to them and let them make plays. And that's the thing. This team's offense is actually pretty good. And obviously Joe Mixon has his situation with the foot, and he is probably not going to play. But when you have a group that includes T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, I say it over and over again, Tyler Boyd is one of the best slot receivers in the league. And then you have A.J. Green, too. He's starting to heat up. When you have those guys, you could definitely take advantage of things and catch and throw to them, let them take advantage of what they're able to do. And I think that's how they'll be able to keep Burrow upright. And don't be surprised if they work a lot of empty sets, which is something that they're doing more than pretty much any other team in the league. And it's something that Joe Burrow excelled at when he was at LSU, and they're just carrying it over to the NFL.
So, Teron, what stands out to you about Joe Burrow from what you've seen and what you've heard and what people have said? What do you think has made him so effective early on as a rookie quarterback?
I think the decision-making and the willingness to, you know, fit the ball into play. A lot of what stands out to me is from him is what stands out about Tannehill, to be honest, now I think about it. You know, you see him fitting the ball in tight spaces. When it's time to run, he'll go ahead and run. In fact, on one play last week, he checked into a quarterback sneak because there was an opening there, and he gained like 7 yards. So I think that's what really stands out. That guy, he's a quarterback that I definitely, if I was starting a team, I would love to have him. He's a significant building block for them, and if they could put more pieces around him, they'll be a competitive team, and that's just because Burrow is that good of a quarterback.
So getting after him, TD, we had some called shots recently on the show, and I threw out there Derek Roberson gets a sack, which, of course, is taking the leap that he'll even be activated. Yeah. I've been a little bit surprised, frankly, with their struggles. What do you think about that and the idea of giving him a shot to at least give him some passing situation, you know, edge rush?
What do you have to lose? That's the whole thing. I mean, it could definitely get worse, but, I mean, Derek Roberson is a pretty good player coming off the edge. That's what he showed us last year. So, yeah, I mean, I like that as a shot being called. Because it's doubling up on it, right? It's already calling a shot for him to be active, and then to follow it up and back it up with a sack. That would be good for that team and good for your prediction.
TD, last thing for you here. What did you make of Tyson Brillo stepping in last week for Taylor Lewan, and how do you think the offense functions with him in there at left tackle?
Yeah, I think he did a solid job. You check the box score, and I don't just use box score, obviously, but if you check it, Bud Dupree was non-existent. But then if you look at the game, he didn't really have many pressures. He wasn't a big-time factor in the run. So I think Sambrello, he did a solid job. And they didn't have to always slide to him or have him chipping as much as I thought they would. So, yeah, give him a check in the win column for his performance last week. And I think going forward, that's something that they could build on. They just got to get Dennis Kelly healthy on the opposite side and have him against Cincinnati, and I think they'll be all right.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD and Nate, and TD has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Joe, do you have something
else? I just
want
to thank
you. Throwing your hands up.
Yeah, sorry. I just want to thank you, TD, for not gloating about destroying me in fantasy football. But I wanted to make sure you got the recognition for it. Man, his team went off on
me. I'm on a streak, man. I'm on a streak. Four in a row.
Oh, boy. Here he comes.
TD, appreciate you taking time to join us, man.
No problem. All right,
TD. That's a great point he brings up there to finish that interview off. Dennis Kelly missing practice the last couple of days. He was a little ginger walking around on Sunday against Pittsburgh. That's a huge concern to me, especially if he's not able to go today in practice.
Right. Today is a big test for him. You know, Clowney, too, for sure. And, you know, I mean, Adoree Jackson has been rolling out there. It's just a matter of, you know, we'll find that out Saturday. But, yes, today, I think you're right, you know, Kelly in particular. And if it's not him, he can't go. How do you proceed from there?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's kind of what we were talking about with the trade discussion earlier. That tackle position is thin now. It could get really thin in a hurry. So interesting to monitor there today for the Titans for sure. When we come back, Joe and I will lay out our top five quarterbacks in the NFL. Does Ryan Tannehill make our list? You'll have to find that out next on Robbie and Rex Road. But first, week 8 of your favorite game, Silly Underdog Picks are now open. Make your picks of the 3 college or pro football underdogs that you think will win before the college football games begin tomorrow. This week, the weekly winner will receive a party foul gift card. Just hit up thegamenashville.com or the ESPN The Game Nashville mobile app and sign up to make your picks today. We'll be right back, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.